KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by Meyer and Gross Real Estate in Atlantic. Call 243-4100. And at 8:10, we have a mostly sunny sky. It's 39 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today, with scattered showers developing later this afternoon at a high of 65. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A public hearing is set for this evening at the courthouse in Greenfield as part of a special Adair County Board of Supervisors meeting with regard to the first reading of Solar Energy Systems Ordinance Number 38. The hearing begins at 7 p.m. Officials say the courtroom at the Adair County Courthouse will be available for the board meeting, and the public will be allowed to attend in person. Public in-person attendance, however, will be limited to 21 people to allow for social distancing. Any person or organization desiring to be heard will be afforded the opportunity to be heard for a duration of 3 minutes. You'll need to sign up to speak prior to the commencement of the meeting. Those written comments can be submitted to the auditor's office for board's review. The courthouse will begin beginning at 6:30 this evening to allow time for individuals to sign up to speak. If you would like to speak and want to attend the conference via conference call, contact the auditor's office in Adair County at 641-743-2546 or email auditor@adaircountyiowa.com, or rather .org, I should say, to sign up. If you will be entering or attending the hearing in person, that is, you're asked to please wear a mask and sign in before entering the courtroom. The conference phone will still be used for those who cannot attend in person and can be accessed by using the following dial-in information. This is also in the same story on our news page. The number is 605-313-6157, access code 526-272, and the hashtag or pound number, if you will, and then you'll be directed into that meeting. Following the hearing, the board will hold the second and third readings of the ordinance and act on a resolution to approve Ordinance Number 38 for solar energy systems. The Adair County Engineer's Office reports the 110th Street Bridge replacement project over the North River between Riverside and Quebec Avenues in northern Adair County was completed ahead of schedule, and the road is now open. The project began January 19th and was scheduled to be finished May 31st. The town of Hamburg is taking an important step in the continuing recovery from the 2019 Missouri River flooding. A groundbreaking ceremony will be held 11 a.m. today for a major levee rehabilitation project. Hamburg Mayor Kathy Crane said the reinforced levee will be raised 8 feet, which will help the community in three primary ways.
The first is building that 3-mile levee and building it that tall, which means that it's going to be over 100 feet wide. In addition to that, the DOT is going to be raising the two roads that go through the levee to the very same height as the levee.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers officials in the city signed a project agreement in February to allow raising the levee, significantly increasing the flood risk management benefits the levee provides to the city. The expansion is the first project in the nation to utilize the authority to raise the height of a federal levee system. Floodwaters overtopped and severely damaged the levee 2 years ago, leading to significant flooding in Hamburg. In addition, Crane said the Iowa Department of Transportation is building another levee southwest of Interstate 29 to prevent water from swamping the interstate, just as it did 2 years ago. The Adams County Sheriff's Office reports deputies arrested 37-year-old Jared Brown of Corning on April 28th following an ongoing investigation. Brown was charged with lascivious acts with a child and drug distribution to persons under the age of 18. His cash-only bond was set at $25,000. Last Sunday, Adams County deputies were contacted about a vehicle that had been broken into, which resulted in the theft of 2 handguns. On Monday, it was reported that a handgun and a rifle were stolen from another vehicle in a different location. Upon further investigation, a 16-year-old male was charged with 4 Class D felony counts of trafficking stolen weapons, 2 counts of burglary from a vehicle in the third degree, and theft in the fifth degree. The juvenile was released to the custody of their parent. A 17-year-old male faces the same charges associated with both incidents. The juvenile was transported to the Eldora Juvenile Detention Center. And around 10:30 p.m. Sunday, a traffic stop on Highway 34 in Adams County resulted in the arrest of 22-year-old Damian Capello of Winterset for OWI second offense, driving while barred and possession of a controlled substance third offense. A passenger in the vehicle, 19-year-old Callista Loggy Gudermson of West Des Moines, was charged with the possession of a controlled substance first offense. Both subjects were transported to the Adams County Jail. Page County Sheriff's Office on Tuesday said a man from Yorktown was arrested April 30th for indecent contact with a child. 42-year-old Justin Allen Sickler was taken into custody following an investigation conducted by the Page County Sheriff's Office and Iowa Department of Human Services. Sickler was booked into the Page County Jail and later released on $4,000 bond, pending future court proceedings. And the Page County Sheriff's Office on Monday received a complaint about a woman walking up and down Main Street in Coyne, yelling and screaming, causing a disturbance to the neighborhood. Page County deputy made contact with 30-year-old Destiny Estelin Louise Graham of Coyne after she was pointed out by a witness as being the female that's causing the disturbance. The deputy witnessed Graham yelling while talking to the witness. Graham became agitated and allegedly began causing a loud ruckus with her yelling and screaming while the deputy was attempting to calm her down. Graham refused to lower her voice and talk with the deputy and began yelling and screaming, causing even more of a disturbance. When the woman refused to calm down after several attempts from the deputy speaking with her and warning her for a criminal offense she was committing, she was told she was under arrest, but then began to scuffle with the deputy. Graham was arrested and transported to the Page County Jail on charges of disorderly conduct and interference with official acts. She later posted a $600 bond and was released pending future court appearances. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by Myron Gross Real Estate. For great quality service, call 243-4100 or stop by 621 Poplar Street in Atlantic.